We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
Stephen Moore with Heritage Foundation, the chief economist there. Stephen, thank you so much for coming on the show today. It's good to talk to you as always.
Hi, good to be with you.
So I'm looking at this article on Fox Business right now, and Bernie Sanders is going to introduce a bill to raise the federal minimum wage to $15. Here in Missouri, they just voted to raise the minimum wage. In Illinois, a couple of years ago, they did the same thing. What does that kind of, how does that affect the economy overall when you say, all right, everybody who's making the lowest wage possible, $15, how does that work?
Well, first of all, we don't need to be raising the minimum wage right now because Donald Trump is doing it through the free market, right? We're seeing the biggest wage gains for workers in 15 years. You know, I want workers to be paid as highly as possible. So does Donald Trump. But you don't do that through government mandates. You do it by creating a strong economy. Did you know we have 7 million more jobs today than we have people
wow.
to fill them? All these Democrats who say the tax cuts didn't work, have you heard them say that? Or it's just tax cuts for the rich?
Mm-hmm.
Are they crazy?
Yeah. We hear that a lot.
We got the best labor market in 50 years. The lowest unemployment rate for blacks, Hispanics, women. I think any other group you want. I think the only group that doesn't have the lowest unemployment rate is Asians. But every other group, you know, we've got wage gains. We've got high economic growth. So, you know, what Trump is proving is that it's the free enterprise system that creates the jobs and the wage increases. And so, you know, if you impose $15 an hour minimum wage, what you're going to do is the lowest skilled workers will be the ones who will be hurt, right? Because they're the ones who will be priced out of the labor market, and they won't be able to climb the economic ladder. So, you know, let the market system work, because Trump has really proved, boy, you create a tight labor market like right now, and you're going to have a lot of jobs available. In fact, I was driving through the Midwest recently, and there was a big billboard, and it said, it was a big manufacturing firm, and they said, come work for us. I forget what firm it was. It
mm-hmm.
said, you don't even have to pass a drug test. That's how good the economy is, that employers are even hiring workers that can't pass a drug test because there's such a shortage of workers right now. And, you know, they're standing outside of the prisons waiting for the inmates to come out so they can hire them. This is a really good labor market, and I wish the liberals would just get on board what Trump is doing, because, you know, we can continue to see, you know, a rising tide that benefits everyone, including the Wall Street Journal says that the biggest wage gains have gone to the lowest income workers.
Yeah, yeah, it is the truth is real. We're speaking with Chief Economist Stephen Moore with the Heritage Foundation, also author of the book Trumponomics: Inside the America First Plan to Revive Our Economy. You know, I was just kind of talking before we took this last break about how the phrase I keep hearing from folks is your truth and my truth. The numbers that you're talking about are facts. They're not debatable. It is the truth. These are indisputable numbers that have resulted from the president's economic policies.
Right.
When a Bernie Sanders or anybody else who's pushing these sort of policy changes, like a minimum wage increase, do they play with a different set of facts, or is this political pandering?
Well, look, I mean, I think that Bernie Sanders probably has his heart in the right place. He wants workers to be paid more. My point is don't destroy the jobs. You know, my first job, I made $2.30 an hour. and I think back, you know, I think, boy, that employer, I should have paid him. He taught me the work skills and so on that I needed. You know,
mm-hmm.
I think everyone remember. Do you remember your first job?
Yeah, it was. I made $3.15 an hour. I was a busser at a restaurant.
You're a little older than I am.
Yeah, yeah. I'm 34 and made that much.
You learn a lot. You learn a lot on your first job, don't
yeah.
you?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so, you know, this idea that we're going to get rid of the starter jobs is just stupid. You know,
mm-hmm.
that's what you do when you raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. Do you see now they've got a new machine that flips the burgers and so on, and they think that they have, that now in San Francisco, they have some fast food restaurants that virtually have no employees.
San Francisco, of all places.
Exactly. But it's coming everywhere. And when you raise the minimum wage and make labor more expensive, as Bernie Sanders wants to do, then you get more more mechanization, which is fine. I mean, that happens in the long run anyway. But what scares me more is this talk. Did you see Alexandria Cortez is talking about a 70% tax rate in the United States?
Yeah.
I mean, these people, that's what's dangerous. I mean, come on. How in the world is the United States going to compete with China and India and Japan and all these other countries with a 70% tax rate? I mean, have we learned nothing? Mm-hmm. Reagan was the one who came in and cut the tax rates from 70 to 50 and then to 28%. We had the big economic boom. By the way, John F. Kennedy cut tax rates. Well, you know, I heard your little thing about what happened to the Democrats. If John F. Kennedy were alive today, he'd be a Republican. You know, he wanted to cut taxes. He wanted a strong military. You know, he believed in growing the economy faster, those kinds of things. And he believed in free enterprise. Mm-hmm. I don't think the Democrats, a lot of them today, I don't think they believe in the free enterprise system. Maybe I'm wrong.
A lot of what Democrats today seem to believe in is whatever Trump is not for. The border security issue is certainly at the forefront. And this government shutdown is in its 24th day. What kind of economy impact does this government shutdown threaten the country with as the longer it goes on?
Well, certainly negative. It's certainly negative, and that's one of the reasons, you know, the Democrats are trying to create chaos in Washington. Look, Trump is not blameless here. I thought it was a mistake to shut down the government. I'm in favor of building the wall and securing the border. But look, the Democrats, they keep saying how much they care about these 800,000 workers that are getting paychecks. Nancy Pelosi could call up Donald Trump right now, and in 15 minutes, they get it done. Donald Trump is a deal maker. Just cut it down the middle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, but she's not negotiating. You know, Trump even said to her, Nancy, what if we open up the government now and in 30 days we work to, you know, figure out how to fund the wall? She said no.
Yeah. And if she were to come to the table after the government reopened, she'd have nothing to offer the president by way of what he's trying to get right now.
Of course not. Because they don't want to do it. They don't want to fix the problem. I mean, let's be honest. They don't want to fix the problem because they want to blame everything on Trump. I mean, in fact, they grimace when the economic news is good. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
They hate a good economy.
So, yeah, it's so predictable, too. And watching the agenda-driven media report on the issues, it's almost like you can write the lower thirds on your television screen. We watch in the studio every day CNN and Fox News at the same time and see the coverage from both. It's like living in two different worlds.
It sure is. And look, I always tell people, I did not agree with about anyone. I can think of very few things that Barack Obama did that I agreed with. But I wasn't rooting against the American economy and the American people. I didn't want people in unemployment lines. The Democrats are rooting against America right now. I mean, they truly are. I mean, some of them actually admit that. They say, well, gee, let's hope we have a recession so we can get rid of Trump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to put millions of people in the unemployment line to score political points? I mean, that's just that's unpatriotic.
One more question before I let you go, Stephen Moore with the Heritage Foundation.
Sorry, I mean, it just annoys me. These people, I'm for America. I don't care who the president is. I want America to be number one. I mean, we gave Obama a chance. He had 8 years. It didn't work out very well. Trump is providing a new model that's working phenomenally well. I saw the president 2 weeks ago because, as you know, I helped put the tracks plan together, and I was just mm-hmm. joking to him. I said, Mr. President, stop creating so many jobs. We don't have enough workers.
Slow your roll a little bit. J.B. Pritzker is sworn in as Illinois' 43rd governor today and puts the cherry on top of an extremely democratically controlled
state
right now.
Me. You know, I'm from Illinois.
Yeah, me too. I live there still.
And it's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking what's happened to Illinois. When I was growing up, Illinois was a pretty prosperous state. Illinois is a disaster area today, and it's all because of the political system. They keep moving further and further and further to the left. They want to keep raising taxes. The state is virtually bankrupt. I think it's one of the three or four states in the worst financial shape in the country. They keep raising taxes, and things keep getting worse. Don't you think they'd get a clue?
Mm. I would hope so. I mean, I'm born and raised in Illinois. And I commute to Missouri every day. And the Missouri listeners are always like, Andy, come on over. And it's tempting. When you look at the unfunded pension liability that the state has and know that the governor who won campaigned on a progressive tax increase, that where the people of Illinois who are paying huge property tax rates on their homes are going to not even be able to afford to move out with the rest of the people. You can't even get a U-Haul in the state of Illinois these days.
Because so many people are moving out.
Yeah,
right?
Here's my question.
Did you see, by the way, Illinois lost population last year to West Virginia.
Yes, yes.
How do you lose population to West Virginia?
We ended up
Kentucky.
We got passed up by, I believe, Pennsylvania as the in state population. I've heard people talk.
There's three states in the country that are in desperate, dire condition financially: Illinois, New Jersey, and Connecticut. And what do those three states have in common?
Massive liberal control. And there's a lot of discussion about the potential, legitimate discussion about the potential of a state filing for bankruptcy, and how would that even go about? If the state continues in this downward spiral, what are their options?
Well, what people in Illinois and California and New York and New Jersey and Connecticut want is they want the federal government to bail them out. And I can tell you, as somebody who lives in Virginia, the last thing we want to do is send our federal tax dollars to Washington to bail out these other states. I mean, so I don't know how it's going to turn out. I saw a study that came out that said Illinois would have to raise its property taxes for 25 years, 25% for every resident and homeowner in the state of Illinois just to pay the pension benefits.
Wow. I mean, is there an alternative to a bailout at this point?
Yeah, there's an alternative. Get rid of your income tax, grow your economy, get rid of your minimum wage, be pro-business, not anti-business, get rid of the liberals, elect someone who's going to change the way the government works in Illinois. And Illinois is a great state. Chicago is one of the great cities in America, I mean, in the world. And Illinois could prosper again. It could be one of the richest states. Same thing with Connecticut. You know, Connecticut came within a hair of actually electing a Republican governor. You need political change. The problem for Illinois is they keep doing the same thing over and over again, right?
So, Stephen Moore, what are you doing in 2022, and will you run for governor?
I'll have to reestablish residence in Illinois.
I'll take up a collection.
I'll come out there because Pritzker, I think, looks like he's going to be a disaster. He's going to let, I hope I'm wrong. I mean, I hope Pritzker does the right thing. But the one thing that Illinois, because I've done a lot of studies on this, the one thing that Illinois has going for it is it's a flat tax state. And now what do they want to do? Of course, they want to move towards their progressive tax system, which is going to take away the one advantage that Illinois has. It's going to be a basket case if it does that. And they say, well, this is just going to tax the rich. Guess what, folks? There aren't going to be rich people left. Look at Connecticut. Look at New Jersey.
It's our biggest
California
export.
Lost a million people.
Yeah, it is shocking. Well, Stephen Moore with the Heritage Foundation, thank you so much for your expertise on this issue. There's always going to be more to talk about, so we always look forward to the opportunity to speak with you.
Anytime.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Yep.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.